Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. So did you ever think you'd see the day, folks, when the United States Congress would hold hearings on UFOs? Now, those of you that are regulars know that we have done some programming on UFOs over the years, just in the last recent years. I think we really started doing this in 2020. Early 2020 is when we started talking about UFOs. Prior to that, folks, I didn't want to talk about them. It was like talking about Bigfoot. It's just something you don't do as a broadcaster if you want to maintain some credibility. You don't talk about them. UFOs and Bigfoot, those were off the radar, pardon the pun. So Tucker Carlson was obsessed and is obsessed with UFOs. They came into the mainstream media with, what was it, National Geographic Television put out a special. We played the clips of the Navy commander, pilot. He is one of the ones that testified before Congress this morning. You now, as of March of this year, have a Pentagon paper being released talking about the mothership sending probes to Earth. I mean, it got so mainstream, you had no choice but to talk about it, whether you wanted to or not. Now, I have been watching what folks are saying out there on the World Wide Web, and some are saying this is all a big psyop. Yes and no. Yes and no, depending on what you mean by that. Some are saying it's nothing but a big distraction from Hunter Biden and his pleading not guilty today and his plea deal falling apart. Well, maybe, but do we all really care? Do we all really care about what happens when it comes to the proceedings today? I mean, we care. The guy should go to prison. But is it that big of a deal that we have to have UFO hearings and they were able to just time everything perfectly with the witnesses and everything? Yeah, I think that's a stretch. What do I think it's a psyop? In many regards, I think it's partly a psyop. I think this is as I've been telling you guys, that we're going to play a lot of clips today. So if you guys have not heard what was said on Capitol Hill today, you're about to hear plenty of clips because I've been a busy boy pulling clips and finding the clips. And yet I do believe in part this is laying the foundation for a very large psychological operation, a spiritual deception, a global spiritual deception. Absolutely. It is so in the mainstream now, folks, and it's only growing and it's only going to continue, that when, if you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, or maybe you believe in a mid-tribulation rapture, or maybe you believe in pre-wrath 75% of the way through the tribulation, maybe you believe in a post-tribulation rapture, maybe you don't believe in the rapture at all, but there's a lot of Christians that do, pre, mid, pre-wrath, post. They all agree there's going to be a rapture or removal of Christians from the earth. They just argue as to when. Then there are others who say, no, the rapture is baloney. Well, You know, we do see people in the Bible being raptured, right? Caught up, snatched up. They didn't die. The Lord took them up. So the Lord himself was taken up into the clouds. So you can argue about those things, but I think one of the most compelling things to me is that the demonic world, Satan, has spent so much time having authors and movie script writers, playwriters and directors and producers put out stuff for decades and decades and decades about UFOs, aliens, encounters, the idea of people being removed from the earth, books being written that millions of people will disappear from the earth. It happens to be those that are causing the division, stopping the harmonic convergence and the good energy. It's all kind of interesting. I mean, why would Satan be trying to explain away the rapture if the rapture is not true? But that's something you guys can think about. But I do believe something is in the wind. I'd love to get your thoughts on this after we play some clips and open the phone lines. Why do you think this is becoming such a big deal? Now, we have three whistleblowers, or a few whistleblowers, I should say, a few whistleblowers that have come forward. One of them is not a whistleblower, I think. He's just he's a former commander, pilot, and again, he's in some of the TV shows I've produced talking about this TikTok, as he calls it, or Tic Tac, like a Tic Tac, white, small little object that was flying around. And he's saying, look, this is our experience with it. You'll hear that today. But I think this is newsworthy because from a Christian worldview perspective, there are many narratives here at play. Many narratives here at play. One of them is Darwinian evolution. One of them is, oh, there's more evolved life than Earth or aliens. There are more advanced civilizations. Remember, there are many within the demonic occultic world that are talking to aliens, they say. You could go on YouTube and put into a search engine channeling aliens. And you'll find people who have videos that are routinely telling you how they are channeling aliens that are telling their host what it is that is coming. Now, I think what they're channeling are demons, just as the New Agers channel spirit or master guides that they think are individuals more highly evolved through the process of reincarnation. I believe these people that claim they're channeling aliens are channeling demons. They're all channeling the same thing, demons, posing as different things. Sometimes you're talking to your dead relative. No, you're not. It's appointed unto every man to die once, face the judgment. There's nothing in the scripture about. In fact, the Bible says not to have anything to do with talking to the dead. Well, they're not really talking to the dead now, are they? But attempting to talk to the dead. What they're talking to are demons. Now, I believe, again, this is laying the foundation for the idea that we need some kind of technocratic savior. I go back to what Ron Carlson said in his book that came out, I think, in 1995, Fast Facts on False Teaching. If you had a technocratic savior show up on a UFO and land and offer to solve the world's problems, how much of the world would be now prepared? Well, think about that in 1995, and think about that now in 2023. Much of the world would be prepared to receive such a demonic, technocratic savior, whether it was the false prophet or that was the Antichrist. Maybe the false prophet will be some kind of extraterrestrial, if you will. I don't know. I don't know what the demonic world's preparing, but I know they are preparing a great deception. And so one of the agendas being furthered here is Darwinian evolution. Well, there are advanced lives through biological evolution. There are more advanced lives and civilizations. What's also being advanced here is the idea that we need a savior, a technocratic savior, someone that is more advanced, that understands our problems and our challenges, and they've already figured these things out because they are millions and millions and millions of years ahead of us in biological and spiritual evolution. So it's not only promoting the idea of Darwinian biological evolution, it's also promoting the idea of spiritual evolution. So this is a big deal, but I do not expect for most of you, your quote pastors, end quote, to understand anything I'm saying, because they don't go to seminary, most of your so-called pastors. They don't go to seminary to learn the Bible. They go there, by and large, to learn marketing and promotions and so-called administration and how to recruit nickels and noses. Most of them don't learn theology, doctrine, biblical worldview. So I don't anticipate most of you. Now, some of you, you have real pastors. Praise the Lord for them, right? Some of you have real pastors. And your real pastors, the real shepherds, may very well, some of them, get in the pulpit this next Sunday and talk about this the way I am. Because they do have the spiritual understanding and discernment to know that there is something in the wind. This isn't just happening by chance, folks. The world is being prepared. Now, again, before I go to the first clip, think about this in the context of everything else that's happening in the world. You got right there in Syria, you have Russia, you have Iran, you have Turkey, you have all these nations right there on Israel's border inside Syria. You have the talk of a biological or a biometrics, a central bank digital currencies, cashless society. Mark of the Beast technology that tracks you and where you go, what you can buy. 15-minute cities. If you go outside your 15-minute city, you're going to pay a fortune for food and gas. If you spend too much money on things they don't want you to spend money on that acknowledge the worship of nature, Mother Earth, Gaia Earth worship, you're damaging Mother Earth. You have consumed too much meat, too much fossil fuels. Now we're going to tax you. The money's going to come out of your account. Social credit scores, wars, rumors of wars, plagues, pandemics. The persecution of Christians, the rise in hostility toward Christians, the LGBTQ, the normalizing of sex with children. Can we keep going? World government, a one world economy, really the rise of a one world religion, pantheism, all is God, God is all. All of these things are happening right now at the same time. China is growing. Are they the army from the east? All the nations that will come against Israel, as described in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 38, 39, they are now in military and economic alliance. America is being brought down. The BRICS is rising, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're now saying we're going to back our trading currency, digital currency, with gold. The decline of the U.S. dollar. America is in revolution. Our borders are open. We're going to global government versus national governments. All of these things are a prophetic, they're really prophetic in that much of the Bible talks about these things. And then, right on cue, comes the Congress holding hearings on aliens, and they have supposed alien craft. Wait for it, folks. They're even testifying they have alien bodies, non-human bodies. Now, they weren't specific, non-human. Okay, so was it a chimpanzee? Non-human. Okay, well, that would be a chimpanzee. Did you guys get a hold of some technology from NASA they're not telling you about, or the NSA or some other government agency or a foreign government agency that has some craft that's more advanced than what we have, and they had a chimpanzee in there? I mean, that's non-human. So they're not being very specific. And I would have been asking more specific. Okay, you say non-human. That could be a chimpanzee. That could be a dog. What do you mean when you say non-human? But folks, this is, I think, is quite interesting when you think about all the things going on today. All right, well, let me start out with just a small little clip of my buddy, Congressman Glenn Grothman. And Congressman Glenn Grothman, I think, is supposed to be on my program tonight or yet this week. We've been communicating. So Congressman Glenn Grothman is going to be on. Well, he was the chairman of the committee that kicked it off. Listen to this. Oh, now it's going to buffer on us, is it? Yeah, that's great. That's that great Comcast Ethernet. What is it called? Fiber? That's that great Comcast fiber we got, Logan, that cost us my Wi-Fi's off. That's that great fiber that we pay $1,000 a month for Comcast Fiber. That's a great company. Here we go.
And I'm actually going to try to get out of here in about four, and then we'll give it to some of my friends over here. Good morning and welcome to the most exciting subcommittee in Congress this week. the Subcommittee on National Security of the Border and Foreign Affairs for discussion of unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
All right, we'll pick it up right there. Don't go away.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet that is sold out the last 2 years in a row, the Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. All right, so we heard my buddy, Congressman Glenn Grothman of the 6th District there in Wisconsin. I think he's supposed to be on this week. We've been communicating back and forth, text, email. So hopefully we get him on tonight, because you just heard before the break there him saying this very anticipated hearing on UPAs, unidentified what's that stand for again? Or UAP, what is it? Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, UAP. We used to call them UFOs. Now they got to call them Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. So he's chairing this, so I'd be very interested in talking to him for sure about that, as well as other things. We always enjoy our conversations with Congressman Glenn Grothman of the 6th District of Wisconsin. Now, here is Commander Fravor, F-R-A-V-O-R. He's retired. And if you watched any of my previous programs we produced in early 2020, February of 2020, you will remember that we played clips of him from the National Geographic program where he was one of the pilots that was chasing one of these so-called UFOs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. He kept referring to it as a tic-tac, a little small little like ping-pong ball type thing that was going all over the place. And he was one of the three testifying today. Listen to what he had to say.
Flying. It was the best.
Now, is it true that you saw, in your words, a 40-foot flying tic-tac-shaped object?
That's correct. Or for some people that can't know what a tic-tac is, it's a giant flying propane tank.
Fair enough. Did this object come up on radar or interfere with your radar or the USS Princeton?
The Princeton tracked it, the Nimitz tracked it, the E-2 tracked it. We'd never saw it on our radars. Our fire control radars never picked it up. The other airplane that took the video did get it on a radar. As soon as it tried to lock it, it jammed the radar, spit the lock, and he rapidly switched over to the targeting pod, which you can do in the F-18.
From what you saw that day and what you've seen on video, did you see any source of propulsion from the flying object, including on any potential thermal scans from your aircraft?
No, there's none. There's no IR plume coming out, and Chad, who took the video, went through all the EO, which is black and white TV, and the IR modes. And there's no visual signs of propulsion. It's just sitting in space at 20,000 feet.
In your career, have you ever seen a propulsion system that creates no thermal exhaust?
No.
Can you describe how the aircraft maneuvered?
Abruptly, very determinate. It knew exactly what it was doing. It was aware of our presence. And it had acceleration rates. I mean, it went from zero to matching our speed in no time at all.
Now, if the fastest plane on Earth was trying to do these maneuvers that you saw, would it be capable of doing that?
No, not even close.
And just to confirm, this object had no wings, correct?
No wings.
Now, was the aircraft that you were flying, was it armed?
No, never felt threatened at all.
If the aircraft was armed, do you believe that your aircraft or any aircraft in possession of the United States could have shot the Tic Tac down?
I'd say no, just on the performance, it would have just left in a split second.
It looks like that we have a problem here that needs further investigation.
Yes.
In your belief, is this flying Tic Tac, I mean, is it capable of being the product of any other nation on the earth?
No, I said earlier, I think it defies current material science and the ability to develop that much propulsion. And I know there's been some physicists have done calculations, which is beyond anything that we have.
Well, either the United States has an adversary here in this world that we don't know, or we really have some serious investigations to do. I really appreciate you being here.
Wow. Now, I pulled that one and started with that one because I wanted you guys to hear that there's no propulsion, no wings. He doesn't even think he could have shot it down if he wanted to. It would have left in a split second, doing maneuvers that are not, you know, of an earthly nature. You'll hear later it's going against the known laws of thermodynamics, the known laws of the universe, that this is not something earthly, is what they're saying. Now, does somebody have technology? Does another nation have technology that we're not aware of? Right now, from where all the testimony is, that it appears as though this is not technology of another nation. Drones were mentioned. Drones were mentioned. Are these the drones of another nation? Does some nation have drones that can do these maneuvers? Now, that would make sense in one area, and that is that there's no human being in them, because the maneuvers they were doing, from what I've heard and studied in the past, a human being could not physically survive the maneuvers that are being done. They couldn't, it would scramble their brains. They couldn't survive in that craft. Well, what if there's no human? What if this is a drone with no human and it has got technology that has been advanced that some other nation has? These are all questions that we need to ask and talk about. But the implications through the hearings were that this is something from out of this world, because they claim they have bodies of non-humans. We'll get to that. That right there is kind of interesting in itself. I mean, they're all of a sudden now we're into even serious theological conversations. Now, I did talk to one of my friends today who is a former Navy pilot, Navy test pilot, literal rocket scientist. I talked to him today, and he said, well, Brandon, I can maybe come on tomorrow and talk a little about this. Jason Pratt is his name. And he said, but go look up the Lockheed F-117. And so I did. And what we find is that this craft, you can show a picture of it. You can go look it up on Wikipedia. The Lockheed F-117 Nighthawk. It's a retired American single-seat, supersonic, twin-engine, stealth attack aircraft developed by Lockheed's secretive Skunk Works division and operated by the United States Air Force. It was the first operational aircraft to be designed with stealth technology. The F-117 was based on the Have Blue technology demonstrator. The Nighthawk's maiden flight took place in 1981 at Groom Lake, Nevada, and the aircraft achieved initial operating capability status in 1983. The aircraft was shrouded in secrecy until it was revealed to the public in 1988. So, if you had seen this aircraft, which is not like the typical airplane or aircraft we Americans are used to seeing, if you would have seen that flying around in 1981, through 1980 up to 88 when it became public, revealed to the public, you could say, oh, there's a UFO. Well, yeah, it is. It's an unidentified flying object. We don't know what that object is. It's unidentified. It's flying. It's an object, but we don't know what it is. It's a UFO. But it doesn't mean it's from somewhere else. It's man-made. It's our technology. We just didn't tell the public about it. 1988, they tell the public about it. Now you can watch all kinds of videos, see all kinds of videos of this. The point I'm making is, have we been in a place and a time where you have technology the public doesn't know about, and it's not a UFO? It's just technology the public doesn't know about. And it has a shape, an ability, and a stealthiness that we don't know about. Again, we have to look and consider all angles. Now, let's go to our next clip. This is also the retired commander of, let's see, wait a minute. That's not the one I want. Hang on, here we go. Here's the one I want. All right. Next clip. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Let me, here we go.
Something I can't discuss in public.
Wait a minute, let me back that up. Hang on, here we go.
Intelligent extraterrestrials.
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. if you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So, and you may or may not be able to answer my last question, and maybe we get into a skiff at the next hearing that we have, but who in the government, either what agency, sub-agency, what contractors, who should be called into the next hearing about UAPs, either in a public setting or even in a private setting? And you probably can't name names, but what agencies or organizations, contractors, et cetera, do we need to call in to get these questions answered, whether it's about funding, what programs are happening, and what's out there?
I can give you a specific cooperative and hostile witness list of specific individuals that were in those.
And how soon can we get that list?
I'm happy to provide that to you after the hearing.
All right. Now, this is a whistleblower, Mr. Krush, I guess, or Krush, K-R-G-R-U-S-C-H. Again, he's saying they recovered non-human biological pilots. Why? My next question, were they monkeys? That's non-human. So when you say non-human, what do you mean? Was it an animal? Was it identifiable as a certain species? What are you talking about here? I would have been a little bit more probing in my questions of him. But again, regardless of what you think of all this, folks, it is laying again down the narrative and the spiritual propaganda for what I've been telling you since early 2020 when we started doing programming on this, which I wouldn't touch this prior to 2020, but the Pentagon and Tucker Carlson and even Donald Trump and others talking about it, I said, okay, I guess it's safe to talk about now. So we started talking about it, and I started saying I believe it's all laying down a foundation for massive spiritual deception. By the way, President Ford, President Carter, they all testified about, you know, in their time about UFOs. Yeah, so this is interesting. Here's the next one.
At one point, you had said that there has been harmful activity or aggressive activity. Mm-hmm. Has any of the activity been aggressive, been hostile in your reports?
I know of multiple colleagues of mine that got physically injured, and the activity...
And I gotta, by UAPs or by people within the federal government?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. So there has been activity by alien or non-human technology and or beings that has caused harm to humans.
I can't get into the specifics in an open environment, but at least the activity that I personally witnessed, and I have to be very careful here because you don't You know, they tell you never to acknowledge tradecraft, right? So what I personally witnessed, myself and my wife, was very disturbing.
Myself and my wife. All right. So all right. So he's saying that we have people that have been harmed by these encounters. This is, again, of extreme interest. I can't wait to open the phone lines to get your feedback. I'm just going to keep rolling these clips as fast as I can roll through them today. Again, this is hearings this morning on Capitol Hill, members of Congress. Matt Gaetz has been heavily behind this. Congressman Matt Gaetz has been heavily behind these hearings and making sure this took place, along with others. And I believe, folks, that there is no such thing as aliens. I do not believe there are aliens. I don't believe there is more evolved life. I do believe in the demonic world. Now, they're going to say they have physical craft. Let me tell you what I think about that. Don't go away. We've been talking about it for years, and now it's happening. Many bank failures across the country, and many mainstream media are reporting that many other banks are likely to fail in the coming months. In fact, mainstream media is even reporting that many of these banks, well, they're in bad shape financially. We've been saying for years, if you took traditional accounting, took derivatives and all the other investments, put them on the books, many of these banks would be upside down. They'd be insolvent. Well, if you're concerned about the fact that the American dollar is going away as the world reserve currency, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Argentina, Iran, and others desire to gather a big global banking system and to destroy the American U.S. dollar, if that concerns you, and I think it should, then you might want to get the free information. Again, no obligation, free information on investing in precious metals. How to put gold in your IRA. The difference between bullion and numismatic, 1933 and older coins that offer privacy by law. They offer privacy. If you want to learn more about this, and I advise that you do, you can get that free packet of information by calling Wes Peters, who I've been working with for, 17, 18 years with Swiss America and Wes Peters. Now, you can call him, or you can also just text him your name and address, and he'll put this packet of information in the mail to you right away. So you don't even have to call him. Just text him your name and your address. He'll put the packet of information in the mail to you, and then after you've had a chance to go over it, then follow up, get all your questions answered, and then make the decision that's best for you. To get that free, no-obligation packet of information from Wes Peters and Swiss America, the number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Text Wes today, and he'll have that free packet of information on its way to you. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Speakers live in person will include General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Patrick Wood, and Dr. Andy Woods, Alex Newman, Rebecca Walzer, Todd Bensman. Let's see, who am I leaving out? I'm leaving out somebody I know. I know there's more. Oh, Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. Peter McCullough. How could I forget Dr. Peter McCullough? Who, the little clip of him being interviewed on my program the other night, did 1.1 million views in one video just in a matter of 48 hours. That's quite interesting. And again, he's talking about a new plandemic coming, and it's going to be respiratory related. And sure enough, yesterday I went through the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security document that they have written. And this document came out, I think, in late 2021. I just found it the other day, read through it, talked about it last night on television. You'll find that at WVWTV.com. And they're calling it a respiratory event as well. So Dr. Peter McCullough is saying the next event is going to be some kind of respiratory event they put out. And this document that they were gaming on through a written document, they did a simulation through a written document, is that it will come out of St. Paul, Minnesota. They call it SPARS, St. Paul Acute Respiratory Syndrome. That was their fictional narrative that it came out of St. Paul. Doesn't mean it will. But the point is, they're saying there's going to be something like that that comes out between 2025 and 2028 and a new vaccine. And it's just very interesting, folks. They have something else planned up their sleeves, right? So you'll find what I covered on that last night at WVWTV.com. But we'll have so much to talk about with Dr. Peter McCullough live in person, along with other great speakers. All the details on that event coming up the middle of October. It is filling very, very quickly. Sold out the last 2 years, and anticipate that happening again. WVWTV.com, WVWTVstore.com, I should say. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, for those that want more information on the Ozarks Worldview Weekend, our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. All right, we're talking about and playing clips from a hearing that took place on Capitol Hill this morning, chaired actually by my friend, U.S. Congressman Glenn Grotham of the 6th District of Wisconsin. And we're hearing from three people, one of them a retired commander who actually engaged what he calls a tic-tac, a small, you know, little white craft that they were chasing that did things beyond the known laws of the universe or any technology we have. One whistleblower with the intelligence community's come out. You heard from him. He's saying they actually have a non-human pilot that they have recovered. He is willing to tell, by the way, you heard the word skiff, that he was willing to tell the members of Congress about more details in a skiff. For those who don't know, a skiff is a secured room where they can have communications, talk to each other, get briefed without it being heard outside of that room. That's a secured skiff. One of my friends I work with had 600 intel agents working with him. They all worked inside a skiff, and he had the corner office. So sometimes skiffs are full buildings and people work in those. Hundreds of people work inside a skiff. The Situation Room in the White House would be a skiff. Congress up on Capitol Hill, they have more than one skiff, or at least they at least have one skiff they can go into. And when they close the doors, they can go in there and talk and not worry that their conversations are being picked up or heard. So this whistleblower from the intelligence arena is saying, I can brief you, members of Congress, about these non-human entities that have been recovered and the crafts, but I have to do that with you in a skiff. Now, the problem we have here, folks, is our government has lied to us. And I'm not calling into question the legitimacy or motives of the whistleblower. I don't know. But, you know, our government has lied to us so much. They lied to us about Pearl Harbor. They've lied to us about 9/11. They lied to us about the coronavirus. They lied to us about the corona shot. Every time the government talks to us, pretty much, they're lying to us. So we have to take all of this with a grain of salt. So what do they have? Do they have something that is some kind of craft? Okay, so here's what I would say to that. Let's not conflate one with the other, okay? What if they have some kind of craft? That doesn't mean it's a UFO. Well, yes, it does. It means it's an unidentified object that maybe at one time was flying. So maybe they have themselves a unidentified flying object. They don't know what it is yet, but just because they don't know what it is and it was some object that they couldn't identify that was flying that they now have doesn't mean it's from out of this world, okay? So they have some unidentified aerial phenomenon that is in their possession. That doesn't mean it's by aliens or more advanced biological life from another planet or out in space, okay? It could mean that they have this technology by some other government, and they're conflating this technology with UFOs or with aliens. One does not confirm the other, right? So let's be careful about that. Until we know more, and if we found out more, we say, well, that has nothing to do with alien life. That's just some really cool technology that you can now reverse engineer that Russia has or some other China has or something. So we have to be careful mixing one with the other. And again, until I hear more about this non-human life they've gotten a hold of, then, you know, it's just talk. Now, I will say, as I have said in other programs, we do have the video footage from multiple pilots engaging something. You can call it a UFO. You can call it a UAP. You can call it a tic-tac, whatever they want to call it. And we have the video footage. We have shown the video footage. The government has put that out there. Those that in and of themselves are very unique videos because they do show actual physical evidence of something being engaged that is moving at high rates of speed. As you heard the commanding pilot, commander who was a pilot engage what I'm saying, no wings, no propulsion, no jet, you know, stream coming out the back. Even when they analyzed it in black and white and under other, you know, using various pieces of equipment to look to try to see if there's something propelling it, pushing it. But again, that to me is totally different. I set aside the talk of non-humans. I set aside the talk of, oh, we have a craft. Okay, I set all that aside because they haven't given us enough information to draw anything. But the footage we have, I can clearly say I believe that that is well within the probability of being a demonic entity. That is well within, I believe, spiritually and theologically speaking, within the parameters of what could indeed be some kind of spiritual entity that is manifesting itself and playing cat and mouse with our Navy, with our government. And I would say that the motivation behind it is of spiritual deception to lay the foundation for what is yet to come. But I don't have to take what is this UAP or UFO or TikTok or Tic Tac that they engaged on video that we have off the Nimitz, USS Nimitz, and I don't have to confuse that with any of the other testimony. I have to take each piece of information separately and be analyzed, and until they give us more information, we can't really draw a conclusion. And why would we just sit here and guess? But again, the bigger point of the broadcast isn't trying to figure out what the non-human being is, what the aircraft they say they have is. That's not the point of the program. The point of the program is to say, this is all fitting in with what has been my thesis since I started broadcasting all this in early 2020, because prior to that, I wasn't going to touch this topic, but now it's become so mainstream, you can't help but do it. And my thesis has been, it's all a part of a great spiritual deception that's coming. Here's the next clip.
They move essentially ways in which current technology or aircraft that we know of are unable to actually function or move. And so will you just, for the public record, again, once again, just briefly, either describe or note that aircraft that are being witnessed, particularly by the 30 folks that you're working with, are essentially outside the scope of anything that we know of today and the technology we have today. Mr. Graves, Mr. Fravor?
Yes, the objects that are being seen by commercial pilots are performing maneuvers that are unexplainable due to our current understanding of our technology and our capabilities as a country, and that applies for the military as well.
Mr. Fravor?
Yeah, I concur with that. We have nothing that can stop in midair and go the other direction, nor do we have anything that can, like in our situation, come down from space, hang out for 3 hours, and go back up.
Thank you. My last question, I know you have also said some of these answers in the past, but we're trying to get them on the public record as well, which is really important. Mr. Gresh, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
And where?
I know the exact locations.
Okay, he knows the exact locations. I guess he's going to have to tell them later in a skiff. But notice again, the commander, the retired Navy commander that chased one of these things, and then the other gentleman who on the other side, I should have gone and looked up who he is. The guy in the center, the last one talking, is a former intel guy that's a whistleblower. But the two guys on the end are both saying there's no technology that we know of by the U.S. government to do these kinds of maneuvers beyond, you know, what are the known laws of the universe. So very interesting. Now, the other guy is asked point blank, do we have these in our possession? He says yes, but he'll have to tell us later. Again, we really can't say much about that until we get given information. Let me just play this as B-roll footage for those watching by television, by those listening on radio. We don't even need the sound. What this is a long line of people waiting to get into the UFO hearing. And this person is saying, based on their time on Capitol Hill, they have never in their time on Capitol Hill ever seen a line that is this long to get into a congressional hearing. Now, if you were in Washington, D.C. today and you got a pass to get into the building, you could, as a citizen, just like these citizens, gotten in line to go into the room to hear this hearing, to be here, be there and be present. We've now finally just reached the end of the line. Okay, so we've been talking about that the whole time while the guy was walking down the hall. So isn't that interesting that this guy says, so I think it's fair to say that there's some interest from the general public in this UAP UFO oversight, House oversight hearing this morning. I can't remember ever seeing a line this long to get a seat into a congressional hearing. So isn't that interesting in and of itself? Let's go to the next clip before we open the phone lines. Here we go. Let me grab the audio here,
craft.
Guys. All right, here we go.
How do you know that these were not our aircraft?
Some of the behaviors that we saw in a working area, we would see these objects being at 0.0 Mach, that's zero airspeed, over certain pieces of the ground. So what that means, just like a river, if you throw a bobber in, it's going to float downstream. These objects were staying completely stationary in Category 4 hurricane winds. These same objects would then accelerate to supersonic speeds, 1.1, 1.2 Mach, and they would do so in very erratic and quick behaviors that I don't have an explanation for.
How do you know that these were not our
So that's very interesting. Let's quickly move to the next clip. I'm going to roll through as many as I can. Well, in fact, let me go ahead and give the phone number. We're not going to get through all these. We have too many clips. So we're going to have to carry this over to tomorrow. But I want to go ahead and open the phone lines. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Now, keep it between the mayo and the mustard, folks. You know what that means? Between the mayo and the mustard? The white line and the yellow line. Don't go off into the ditch. Okay, I don't want to hear stories about how you've been, abducted and abused by aliens. And I'm not talking people running over the border. I'm talking about UFO, aliens, Martians. I don't want that. What are your thoughts? Do you think this is laying the foundation for spiritual deception? Do you think this is just massive distraction for all the other things going on in the world and in our government today? Or do you think this is real? What do you think these objects are? What do you think of the witnesses? 1-800-347-9829. We have some new items at WVWTVstore.com. One of them is a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 variety of seeds in a big can, and it has a 5-year shelf life. Now, we've wanted to carry these for a long time, but our distributor said no because they could not keep them in stock themselves. In fact, they went out of stock for 3 years. Then they got them back, and I started begging them to let me buy up a big supply to offer to you. But they said no, but I just kept persisting, and finally they said, fine, you're a good customer of ours, your audience uses a lot of our products, and so we'll make it available to you. So we have secured a large shipment of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in the can that you'll receive, and the can preserves the seeds for 5 years. We all know the fragility of the food supply. We know how they're probably trying to collapse this food supply system of ours on purpose, right? So why be under their thumb? Be independent with your own food source, and that starts, I think, with a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in a can. You'll find them at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find a lot of other items we've added in the last few months, some great survival gear that every family should have as a part of their common sense plan. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you for purchasing from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So as you purchase from us, you're helping us continue to push out free radio and TV shows and keep WVW Broadcast Network going. But you also get great products for your family, so we're all winning. So thank you for telling your family and friends about the great products available at WVWTVstore.com. All right, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Let me play one last clip before we go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829. We're going to cover this tomorrow because I have too many clips that came out of this hearing. But let me play this one before we go to the phone lines. Here we go.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
All right, so that one we already played. I thought I had not played that one, but I have. All right. So tomorrow we'll pick it up with more clips. We have a lot, but let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to Sharon, line one, Sharon in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, I saw a UFO back in the 1970s. My husband and I were visiting friends, and we were going home. Over a farmhouse, there was a UFO. It was a disc. shaped object with windows going around. There were beings in the windows. I do not believe they were human, but I couldn't really see them. It's real. Later on, in the 80s, we lived somewhere else. My daughter looked out her window. She saw a UFO. MUFON, which was the Mutual UFO Network, came out to talk to us. Don Schmidt, he was one of the authors of Roswell. He lives in Wisconsin, and we talked to him. My daughter had some experiences, and I know you don't want to get into all that, but they're not of God. They're of Satan. I believe that. The beings are not monkeys. They're real beings. They're gray. They're a little gray. There are other types of beings. I believe we were abducted one time or more, my husband.
So let me ask you this, Sharon. Let me ask you this, Sharon, because this is, you know, we do have stories of this. You know, there are people that testify and talk about this. Were you at any point involved in any, at that time, were you a Christian at that time, number one?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Were you involved in anything, reading horoscopes, playing with
no.
a Ouija board,
no.
reading
no.
occultic books?
Nothing.
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 Okay. All right.
And my husband also, you don't have enough time to talk to me. I have a lot I can tell you.
All right.
But I don't believe they're of God. I believe they're of Satan.
Well, you and I agree on that, Sharon, and I appreciate your calling in. I'm only going to hurry off because there's so many other calls. But I agree with you, Sharon. I believe a lot of this stuff is demonic. I think some people see things that can be easily explained away, and sometimes they are explained away, weather balloons, all kinds of things. I have a friend who is a test pilot, as he'll tell you. He started chasing something, found out it was one of these aluminum-looking party balloons that had just gotten up in the jetway and was moving at a high rate of speed.
Oh, this was
so,
more than that.
Yeah, I know what you're describing is more than that. I get that. What I'm saying, though, to the audience is there are some things that can be easily explained, and then there are other things that can't be explained. And I'm not discounting what you're saying at all, but you and I agree that they are, I think, of a demonic entity. Let's go to Alan, line two. Alan, thank you for calling in today. What are your thoughts on what you've been hearing, Alan?
Well, thanks for having me on, Brandon. What you should do is there is threads of truth to what the government is not telling us. There's a guy who has a show, Sean Ryan, a former Navy SEAL, and he's had on a man named Dr. Stephen Greer.
Yes, I actually had that presented to me over the weekend.
Yes.
And that very podcast that was presented to me
about
over the
shadow
weekend.
Government, they do have technologies and things that are not being shared with the public. And a lot of this goes back to the early 20th century with Nikola Tesla. And you can see that, of course, the big industrialists do not want things to be known because it would destroy their money. But he is also working with Congress and other people to get protections for whistleblowers that work for corporations and work in the government to come forward and say, yes, we have seen these things. Yes, they are real. Now, as far as aliens and things like that, he claims yes. But is it demonic? More than likely. Is it something to deceive us? More than likely. And the doctor, I don't think he's a Christian, but he's working to expose the dark shadow government that's actually funding this stuff illegally and covering things up. Very interesting, very credible man. He's even briefed, you know, diplomats, even President Clinton and other people. So he's doing a lot of work on this, and there is some threads of truth to it.
Excellent. Thank you for the call, Alan. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. The world's waiting on some kind of technocratic savior, are they not, folks? And technocracy, transhumanism, Darwinian evolution, spiritual evolution, it's all been put out there. And now come the congressional hearings. And it all just says to me, something's coming of a great spiritual deception. The Bible speaks about counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders in the heavens. We have to wonder what's going on and what's coming. Let's go to Jason, line three in Minnesota. Jason, thanks for calling in, Jason.
Yeah, I agree with you that we may very well be having our chain jerked around by a bunch of demons. I'd like to recommend the book The Day After Roswell by Lieutenant Colonel, I believe it's Philip J. Corso. His military career was involved with the cover-up of Roswell, and it's a tell-all book. He says it was real, it happened, real spacecraft, real aliens. It was written the year that he died, I think like 1998 or 99, which I think was about the 50th year of Roswell. I think Roswell was in 48. And another interesting thing is that if that was in 48, as I remember correctly, that was the same year that Israel was reborn as a nation.
May of 48.
And if it was a demonic deception that took place down there, was Satan anticipating the possibility of a rapture even back then, since Israel once again came on the scene?
Wow,
I think it's
that's very interesting.
Worth some consideration.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you, Jason. Let's try to get in line four real quick. Charisse, Pennsylvania. Charisse, I think I'm saying that right. In Pennsylvania, line four.
Hi, Brandon. I think that they are doing this because people are not listening to them, the government. They're just not. The younger people aren't listening, and they know what their ratings are when, you know, they have their hearings and stuff, and they keep track of all that, and they come up with the next thing, whether it's to do stuff to Donald Trump or, you know, try to bring out the stuff about Hunter Biden. And when all of that doesn't work, then they come up with the next thing, and it's all a big plan. And even if you go back and you watch old television shows, what their agendas were, like even...
Oh, I wish I had more time. Thanks for calling in. Thanks, folks. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch? But it's not free to us. We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com.